No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. People learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. Nelson Mandela. Our topic of discussion is which story should be taught to grade 10 English students in Ontario schools. Today we are going to discuss the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee and the miniseries The Book of Negroes based off the novel of the same name by Lawrence Hill. I'm going to begin by introducing you to the two main characters, Scout and Aminata. Scout is the main character in To Kill a Mockingbird. She has many character flaws which become great learning points. Scout is young and naive and quick to make assumptions. Her curiosity leads her to discover new information which she uses to make more informed judgments about people and situations. Scout is a very relatable character. As the book goes on, Scout's growth is evident. She overcomes some of her flaws, such as how she learns to contain her anger and keep from lashing out. Aminata is the main character in the Book of Negroes. She is an excellent example of the characteristics everyone should strive to have. She is smart and strong-willed. Aminata is evidently intelligent, as she picks up languages such as English very quickly. Her persistence is shown in her constant efforts to become a free woman and to help other slaves obtain freedom through the registration in the Book of Negroes. Aminata is a less relatable character but draws more emotions to the story. Aminata is the end goal of the characteristics most sought after. Scout is the journey we must take to get there. Atticus is another important character in To Kill a Mockingbird. He is a role model character. He displays characteristics that prove he is knowledgeable and just. Atticus teaches the importance of equality, such as having his children call him by his first name, making them equals. Atticus is also very virtuous. He feels that he must defend the wrongly accused Tom Robinson in order to have the right to teach his children about equality and justice. Chikura is a side character in the Book of Negroes. He is a flawed character, but a character that goes through a major change. In the beginning, Chikura works with the slave traders, and this later becomes a huge source of guilt for him. Chikura feels obliged to make up for his past, particularly when he sacrifices his life to free a group of slaves. He felt at peace freeing the slaves because he felt that he had atoned for his past, showing that sometimes you need to make sacrifices to make up for your mistakes. Both stories have interesting settings. To Kill a Mockingbird takes place in Alabama during the Great Depression, in a small county called Macomb. The physical setting of To Kill a Mockingbird is more relatable because most students know what it was like to grow up playing in our neighborhoods in a privileged country. The characters in To Kill a Mockingbird could have been us had we been born earlier. A small town like Macomb, run by whites and where blacks were a minority, is sadly still a reality today. The turmoil and many injustices that result from the racist community of Macomb is a prime reminder of how discrimination leads to the destruction of unity. The physical setting of the Book of Negroes changes many times. The story begins in Africa, then moves to South America, North America, Newfoundland, back to Africa, and finally to England. The story takes place during the slave trade. The setting of the Book of Negroes taking place during the slave trade gives an excellent history of racism. The physical setting changes very often, but the historical setting is carried throughout the story. The changes in location allowed us to see the opinions of people from very different places, and that during this time period, there was almost nowhere that was free of prejudice. To Kill a Mockingbird really shines when it comes to teaching a lesson on judgment. Particularly in the beginning chapters, we are introduced to characters whom are judged without a complete understanding of their situation. For example, we meet the county-famous Boo Radley. Scout enlightens us to the rumors around the Radleys, about how Boo Radley was locked up in their house because he was crazy, that he had stabbed his father, spies on the neighbors at night, and eats cats and squirrels. As the story goes on, Scout learns that these are only rumors made up by the neighbors for their entertainment, and she learns more and more about Boo Radley and begins to realize that she judged him based on what other people said about him and not by actually getting to know him as a person. This same problem occurs when we are introduced to Mrs. DeBose. Scout and Jem only see her as a mean, cranky old lady who yells at them from her porch. After Atticus informs them that Mrs. DeBose was struggling against an addiction, they gain some respect for Mrs. DeBose and her effort to fight her addiction. The Book of Negroes shows the brutality of prejudice at one of its most severe periods. We get to see and follow the life of a slave. The Book of Negroes teaches about racism at its height and just how wrong it is. Aminata, for starters, is taken from her home and sees her parents murdered. Then she is sold and put to work. The man who owns Aminata dehumanizes her by cutting her hair and calling it sheep's wool. This scene draws empathy for Aminata and hate for the man who's extremely racist, and shows the devastating impact on those subject to racism. Even after Aminata and the other now-free slaves traveled to Newfoundland, where they were free, they suffered racism and discrimination from the white population. They were looked over for jobs and were paid less for the work they did get. The story extends to the end of the slave trade, but not to the end of slavery. The black population would still suffer from racism for a long time, but Aminata's story teaches about the necessity of equality and how the tolerance from single people such as Solomon Lindo and Captain John Clarkson can have huge impacts on unjust situations. When stating and comparing the context of both stories, I find more reason to lean towards To Kill a Mockingbird. First off, the main character Scout is more relatable. She witnesses racism in the form of animosity and pity, as opposed to hostility and insensitivity. Side characters teach the importance of justice and the necessity of equal rights. The setting parallels cities still in existence today and reveals their flaws and the role we must take to help eradicate these flaws. To Kill a Mockingbird shows many examples of prejudice. It relates racism to other ways people are judged. We see that characters being judged rarely deserve the discrimination they receive. When choosing the material taught to students, it is of utmost importance that our final decision best reflects the values and teachings most desired to be obtained by future generations. Every generation we gain a chance to improve upon humanity by correcting the mistakes past generations have stamped into us. I believe teaching the story To Kill a Mockingbird is a way for us to begin erasing that stamp.